been here 60 years. I'm 90 tomorrow, by the way.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and I'm having a party.
Oh, lovely.
Anyway, I've been here and with my husband, 15, but sadly, but he died.
Oh, dear.
And anyway, I've been here and I'm fed up with people saying, I've upset me on the phone this morning. I mean, I don't want to move out of here. I don't want to go anywhere. What a big upheaval for my age.
Hang on one second, Florrie. Let's just talk this through. So you're 90 and you're living in a council house, are you?
Well, housing association.
Housing association. Yeah. And how big is it?
It's 3 bedrooms. Well, I had to because I had 2 children when we came here.
Right. And it's a 3-bedroom house. And, yeah. you're now, because your children have moved out and your husband has sadly passed away.
Yes, yes.
You're now living there on your own.
Yes, I am.
Now, the first thing I need to say to you is, don't worry. There's no one's going to move you out.
No.
All right. So you'll be okay. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
But in the future, someone in your position might not have that same luxury. Somebody of 90 may well be told you've got to move out.
Yeah.
Explain to everybody listening to the programme, Florrie, what that would mean to you. I mean, we can hear from the fact you got upset then at the thought of it. Would it be awful if you were asked to move somewhere else?
Well, of course it would. This is my home. I've got a daughter and a son near me. My son lives at Dean's Hanger. My daughter lives up the road.
So if the council were to turn around to you and say, look, Florrie, you know, this is a big house. We've got lots of people who are living in the neighbourhood who've got children and they'd love a house as big as yours.
Yeah.
We're going to put you in a very nice little one-bedroom bungalow or whatever.
I don't want it, Jonathan.
You wouldn't go?
No, I don't want it. I want to stay where I was with my husband. Sorry, but no.
So it's all about the memories?
It is.
But your council, your housing association house, you don't own it, do you?
No, I don't own it, no. So I couldn't know the maintenance, I couldn't afford it.
So ultimately, that's not your house?
No.
So people may argue, well, you don't have your own house.
No.
So therefore, should you have the right to dictate where you live?
No, I don't. I'm not doing that, Jonathan. I don't. My son assured me I won't be turned out.
No, you won't. You'll be fine.
No, but you see, I have been worried about it. But he said, Mum, you won't be turned out. Don't worry about it. But naturally, old people worry. I do. But no, it's just I want to stay here, Jonathan. This is memories. If I couldn't, I'd have to go somewhere else. But at the moment, I can do my work and do everything I can. Not the gardening. My son does that. My grandson.
And even if the council found you a lovely little bungalow?
No.
You wouldn't go?
No.
Even if you knew there was a family down your road?
No, I'm sorry, John. That's their hard cheese, isn't it? I mean, I had 2 children. If they want 5 or 6 children, that's up to them.
But if there was a family down the road and they've got children living in a cupboard, for example, because
I've heard all that. Yeah, I heard on your programme.
Because they've not got enough bedrooms.
No, yeah.
Do you not think that you should move out?
No, I don't. I've got to think of myself, Jonathan. I'm sorry. I want to live here where I have got my memories. And the housing never tells me I've got to go. Might have to go out. They're nice people.
You don't have to worry, Florrie. You'll be okay. But the 90-year-olds of tomorrow might not.
I know, but that's nothing to do with me, Jonathan. I can't help that. I'm thinking of myself.
Clearly.
A lot of these people that's been on this morning, they're not in our position. So you've got to live somewhere. Why should I be, at 90, move somewhere else? I can't do it.